بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب الوقار والسكينة. الحمد لله. This is the 92nd chapter of رياض الصالحين. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayh brings about this chapter on dignity. Waqar means dignity, and sakina, composure. There is one verse of the Quran he brings and one hadith only in this chapter to illustrate the importance of having a dignified conduct in our lives, the manner in which we walk, talk, the manner in which we interact with people. So there should be waqar, dignity, and we should not do things hastily, but we should do things with composure. قال الله تعالى وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 19th juz of the Quran in Surah Al-Furqan, Allah mentions various qualities of His special servants, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the servants of Rahman, the most merciful. And the very first quality Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding them, that who are these people who are the slaves of Allah, the servants of the most merciful? Number one, Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. They are those who walk on the earth with humility. They walk in a dignified manner, with composure. So they walk with humility. They don't walk with pride in the world. And وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant people talk to them and make some unsavory remarks towards them, or insult them, or belittle them, or want to engage them in some futile talks, so the Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the manner in which they respond, all this, that they say, Salaamu Alaikum, Bas Salaam. They don't engage in any dispute with them, or debate, or argument. They just ignore whatever they are saying regarding them, and they continue walking. وَعَنَ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا قَالَتْ مَا رَأَيْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ مُسْتَجْمِعًا قَطُّ ضَاحِكًا حَتَّى تُرَى مِنْهُ لَهَوَاتُهُ لَمَا كَانَ يَتَبَسَّمْ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. اللهوات جمع لهات وهي اللحمة التي في أقصى سقف الفم. سيدنا عائشة صديقة رضي الله عنها says, I did not see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم laughing with a gaping mouth in such a way that the end part, the back part of his mouth, where there is a fleshy tissue at the back of the mouth that hangs from the top of the throat, the uvula. So, Ya Rasulullah sallam, Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, she never saw Rasulullah sallam laughing with such an open mouth and laughing excessively in a very loud manner that one could see the top of his throat, the back part of his throat. No. Innama kana yatabassam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, generally, in most occasions of his life, when he laughed, it was a full smile. It was a smile that Rasulullah sallam would give. So again, this hadith describes the laughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and various ahadith mention this aspect of the laughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in conclusion, the muhaddithin have said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yes, there were some occasions where he would laugh, but his laughter would stop. It would not become so excessive that it will become such that you could see the back part of the fleshy part of his throat. Many times how we engage ourselves and is a roaring laughter and we can't hold ourselves. So even the sound is very, very loud. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would merely smile. It was a full smile. So in most of his occasions it would be a full smile, and now and then there was a laughter, but not excessive laughter and the manner that diminished his honor and dignity. So and cause any negligence. Many times when we laugh aloud, and we completely become negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an incident narrated regarding the great khulafa of and murid of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. After his demise, they were once sitting there, and Khaja Aziz Hassan Madzub rahmatullahi alayhi was present there, Mufti Shafi Muhammad Shafi sahab rahmatullahi alayhi was present there, and other very great khulafa of Hazrat Thani rahmatullahi alayhi. And they were discussing something, and somebody said something light-hearted. So obviously they laughed. So when they laughed, after laughing, Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi was very, very close to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullahi. He asked them, he asked Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mali Shafi, Sach Batao, speak the truth. At this moment when we laughed, did you become negligent of Allah Ta'ala? All of them said yes. At that moment, when we laughed at this whatever joke it was, light-hearted thing, at that moment, we did become negligent of Allah Ta'ala. And Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Ali took a qasam in Allah. He said, at that moment, even then too, my contact with Allah Ta'ala was still there. I did not become negligent of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So yes, Shariat allows us to laugh and to be light-hearted. Of course, it must not be rude jokes and fahash and vulgarity and obscene things. So when we laugh, then too, it should not be a roaring laughter where we can't stop and become so excessive and such that become negligent of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We must still have our waqar, our dignity and our composure. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah.